across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Here we go with another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've packed the hour with news and information farmers and producers can use. Andrew McCray is ready to get us started with a visit to the American countryside.
Although the Shroud of Turin is located in Italy, the research and a traveling exhibit about it have connections to this country, and specifically the city of Shreveport. I'll share the story on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Dr. Cheryl White is a professor of history and an authority on the Shroud of Turin, the relic believed to be the burial cloth of Jesus. When she did a podcast series with Father Peter Mangum, the two received a message and an invitation from a listener.
Mr. Richard Arroyo, who has collected Shroud artworks and artifacts for about 50 years, and he heard the podcast, he heard one of Father Peter's homilies one Sunday, and he invited us to come to Indiana to see his entire collection.
Following their visit, Mr. Arroyo placed the entire collection on permanent loan to the nonprofit group that Cheryl and Father Mangum had formed for Shroud research and education.
Right now, it is primarily a traveling exhibit, so we try to share it with as many different venues, the major pieces at least, to try to share those with major venues like the Museum of the Bible.
The traveling exhibit has a full-scale reproduction of the Shroud housed in Turin. She notices something interesting when the entire collection is displayed.
The overwhelming majority of people would bypass 16th century engraving, rare, priceless value, would walk right past it to go immediately to look at the image. Because that's what pulls us, right? That's the draw of the Shroud, is the image. It's not even understanding anything about it scientifically. It's the fact that you can't look away from that.
No matter one's faith background, Cheryl says that image draws people closer to examine and consider the story told on the linen.
The Shroud will bring you into the mystery so far, and then everyone, even the believer, has to decide what it means and who that is. So it's the age-old question, isn't it? Who do you say that I am?
Traveling the countryside on Good Friday in Shreveport, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to step aside for a quick break. Then it's back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
This program is brought to you by Kubota. Turn to Monroe Tractor for all your Kubota equipment needs. Located in Springville and North Java. Learn more online at MonroeTractor.com.
It's Kubota Orange Days. From America's number one selling compact tractor to zero-turn mowers and versatile RTVs, get your perfect match delivered to your door. Now through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,000 off select compact tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com. Turn to Monroe Tractor and implement for all your Kubota equipment needs. Located in Springville and North Java, or find them online at MonroeTractor.com.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
This is something that the members themselves have to decide.
Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is Director General of the World Trade Organization on whether a meeting should be called among members over tariffs.
As you know, WTO is a very interesting organization. It's actually member-driven. So it's the members who have to decide whether they want to have particular meetings or get-togethers or take particular actions. And as we speak, the General Council Chair has been consulting with members to see what they would like to do, whether they would indeed want to go for such a meeting or not. So that is ongoing as we speak. And we will get the results when the General Council Chair has finished his consultations. What I do know is that members are talking to each other in different groups and configurations. And they are trying to... One of the very important things that has come out, as I said in my remarks, is the fact that members now more than ever appreciate the stability and predictability of the multilateral trading system and the WTO, the rules that make this possible for businesses to be able to trade with some predictability. We have calculated that in spite of these tariffs, we still have 74% of world trade under most favored nation terms, and they absolutely want to find ways to maintain that. So I know they are talking to each other. The EU is reaching out to certain groups. New Zealand is reaching out to other groups. Singapore and Switzerland got together a group of friends of the system, and they are all talking about the same thing. How do we collaborate with each other to strengthen and safeguard the rules within the 87% of world trade? US is 13% of world trade, so 87% is going on among other members. And I know they are also talking about how do we strengthen and safeguard that whilst trying to reform those things that don't work within the system. I think you saw my remarks. One of the lessons is that accepting that we need to reposition the WTO, reform it, and redynamize it. And they're also talking about that.
Says the organization moves slow by design.
When I talk about decision-making processes, I'm not saying we walk away. I'm not a member. Remember, I'm the DG. It is members who have to decide how they want to do this. But we also need to admit that the decision-making processes are not getting results as fast as they should. And something, we need to work on this. So it will be up to members. I think everybody treasures the consensus. I'm often proud that this is one organization where the smallest member has the same clout and voice as the largest. But it does result in a slowdown in decision making, sometimes tie up in decision making. When we can deliver something, we don't deliver it as fast as we could. So we need to tackle this and say, how do we refine what we have and make it more workable? That's what I mean. And I think it's one of the reforms we need to look at. But members have to focus on this and decide on it.
And on the idea, African countries could be forced to choose sides.
I strongly believe that what I hear from African ministers is they want to pursue a balanced development. I don't think any of them wants to be made to take sides. And since many of them are also small economies, this is of great concern. And that is why I stated my concern about the possibility of fragmentation and polarization of trade in blocks. The countries do not, they want to pursue a balanced approach. That's my answer to that.
It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We're early in the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, it's Farm Progress America with Max Armstrong.
Hi everyone, it's your Wyoming County Dairy Ambassador, Izisha Peck, and I've got a question for you. Are you passionate about agriculture and the dairy industry? Wyoming County is seeking an individual, either male or female, 16 or older, to compete for the role of Dairy Ambassador for the 2025-2026 year. As an ambassador, you'll represent the dairy industry, educate your community on sustainable farming, promote dairy nutrition, and support local farmers. This role offers leadership experience and valuable skills you'll use throughout your entire life. If you're interested, please reach out via Facebook at Wyoming County Dairy Promotion or Instagram at 2024 Dairy Ambassador to get an application.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. The American agriculture industry is currently working under the third extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, and many farm groups are hoping to see a new version passed this year. So far, most policy debate has centered on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which accounts for about 80% of the bill's spending. I'll have an update after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. As Congress works to draft the 2025 Farm Bill, debates surrounding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, have taken center stage. SNAP, which accounts for approximately 81% of Farm Bill spending, is under scrutiny as lawmakers consider potential reforms that could significantly impact both recipients and the broader ag economy. House Republicans have proposed $230 billion in cuts to the USDA's budget over the next decade, with a substantial portion potentially affecting SNAP. One proposal includes rolling back the 2021 updates to the Thrifty Foods Plan, which had increased SNAP benefits by about 30%. Critics argue that reversing these updates would reduce benefits by an average of $90 per month for recipients, they say exacerbating food insecurity among low-income households. Representative Angie Craig, the top Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee, expressed concerns that such cuts would not only harm vulnerable populations, but also negatively affect farmers. She said, quote, "This cut would slash farm revenue by approximately $30 billion, on top of the markets they're already losing because of the dumbest trade war in history," end quote. In addition to the budget cuts, discussions are ongoing about implementing stricter work requirements for SNAP eligibility. Proponents argue that these measures would promote self-sufficiency, while opponents contend they could lead to decreased enrollment and increased hardship for those unable to meet the requirements. Amid these debates, several legislative proposals aim to expand SNAP access. The Enhance Access to SNAP Act seeks to remove work requirements for college students. The Hot Foods Act proposes allowing the purchase of hot prepared foods with SNAP benefits. And the Lift the Bar Act aims to eliminate the 5-year waiting period for lawfully present immigrants to access SNAP. While at the executive level, the Trump administration continues to work with states to limit what SNAP benefits will cover. I'll be back with more after this.
Farmers, it's time to see your cows in a new light. Your power utility company has some incredible rebate programs when you upgrade your farm lighting. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia would be happy to show you how you can have new, efficient lighting for next to nothing and save on future lighting costs. This is a no-brainer. Call Country Line to get started. 493-2524 in Silver Springs or in Batavia, 343-3448. Make the call. Get an estimate. Country Line will even help you process the utility rebate paperwork. But don't wait. These utility rebate programs won't last forever. Upgrade your farm lighting and save with Country Line Electric. Church Street in Silver Springs and Main Street in Batavia.
As Farm Bill negotiations heat up in the House and Senate later this year, agreement will be tough as there are stark ideological differences on how SNAP funding should operate. SNAP has typically brought urban legislators on board the Farm Bill to push it across the finish line. We'll be watching to see if a consensus can be reached this year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, Tom and Tim have today's Ag Radio Net Farm News.
When it comes to keeping your tractor or farm equipment running smoothly, there's only one reliable choice. Genuine AGCO parts from Jaba Farm Supply. Maintain peak winter performance and prepare for spring with genuine AGCO parts, filters, lubricants, and more. There's no better way to insure against costly downtime than using parts engineered and tested by the same people who built the original equipment. Visit JabaFarmSupply.com today to find thousands of authentic AGCO parts for all AGCO brands, including Massey Ferguson, Challenger, Fendt, and more. AGCO parts from Jabil Farm Supply. Genuine parts, genuine service, genuine reliability.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Planting season is going to be happening within a month. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, better known as NOAA, is predicting elevated odds of a wet spring in the east. Even the most seasoned growers can be antsy to get planting. Many growers facing thin margins, they don't want to be faced with a difficult replant decision. But the challenge is, if it's a wet spring, we may only get one shot. That according to Landon Taylor, an agronomist with LG Seeds. Seeing the latest NOAA reports, agronomists are encouraged that corn and soybean growers be patient. Avoid heading into the field too early, helping to evade pitfalls of a wet spring. Planting dates typically vary. Each state predicted to have above average precipitation, and it's important that you make good seed to soil contact, but if it's too muddy, you'll see uneven emergence, lateral roots, and nodal root issues later on. Studies show the yield advantage for corn and soybeans with earlier planting dates, but that comes with a caveat. Optimal planting times depend on the season. Growers should use ground temperature as their guide, not the dates on the calendar, and make sure you're planting into the correct conditions. It's important to get the crop in the ground, but if it's raining heavy and you've got a lot of anxiety before planting, be patient and stay busy doing other things. Wet springs also make prime environment for disease development. Growers should watch out for diseases like Pythium, which only needs a couple hours of standing water to develop. Increased weed pressure is another challenge of wet springs. If you have opportunities to spray, there's rain coming, or you haven't been in the field for a while, go ahead and put a residual down to prevent some of those early weed pressures.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Dairy futures prices did the same thing as the financial markets and the other commodities. They went up and down last week. Milk production across much of the country continuing to strengthen towards spring flush levels. The southern parts of the country sliding past the apex for the year, with some California dairy farmers indicating peak of their seasonally higher milk production has already taken place. Class 1 demand mixed with spring breaks at various stages of completion. School milk bottling lines are refilling. Some new cheese plants running more active schedules. Milk handlers are seeing more Class 3 demand in certain pockets of the country. Contacts here in the east say there's strong milk availability. It's allowing cheese processors to operate at or near capacity. Continuing to note cheese demand and sales slower than early in the year, but up from this time last year. Cheesemakers in the central region say holiday orders have either been prepared or have already shipped, demand treading steady to quieter. Domestic retail butter demand has been steady for the most part, with domestic food service demand continuing to be lighter in comparison to domestic retail demand. Export demand has been steady, and even growing some. Cream volume's generally more than ample for butter manufacturers. Spot cream is mixed, as some butter manufacturers say prices are more than what they're willing to pay. Production schedules vary from steady to strong, but there's opportunity in the near future for more cream moving toward ice cream production.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
While the rest of CJ Country is hitting the snooze bar, our local farmers have been hard at work for hours. There's much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report. Stay tuned for On the Farm with Jeff Ishii when we return.
Question: what do you get when you cross baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Harley Davidson? Answer: American tradition. Stan's Harley Davidson in Batavia has been part of that tradition for decades, providing motorcycle enthusiasts all the latest Harley Davidson models and accessories to keep that tradition rolling. Whether you're looking for a more traditional ride or today's most advanced Harley, Stan's has just the right bike for you with over 100 bikes in stock. Stop in and see the folks at Stan's Harley Davidson on West Saley Drive in Batavia. Feel the freedom of the open air.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
We understand your passion. Passion for your farm, your dreams, and your family. At Farm Credit, our loan officers are passionate about their goals too, which include making sure you, your family, and your farm are taken care of in times of uncertainty. We are the passion behind the patronage dividend that you'll receive as a Farm Credit customer. Call us today to learn more about our competitive rates and our commitment to return profits to you. 800-919-FARM.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The world's most popular weed killer may be on the way out. According to a recent news article in the Wall Street Journal, pharmaceutical and agriculture conglomerate Bayer recently said it might stop producing glyphosate, known as Roundup, unless it gets court protection against lawsuits that blame the herbicide for causing cancer. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the vast majority of soybean, corn, and cotton crops planted in the United States are Roundup ready, which means they're genetically modified to withstand glyphosate-based weed killer. But according to officials at Bayer, unless they get court protection from lawsuits, Roundup may be on the way out.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Which oak grows well beside a river or stream? And what's a great tree to plant on a dry hillside? At the National Arbor Day Foundation website, arborday.org, you'll find out what tree to plant where. See how trees can add value to your home and cut your energy costs. Go to arborday.org for whatever you need to know about trees.
Plant a tree today for all the world to share.
That's arborday.org.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Today we'd like to send out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations, the first being in Avon, New York, WCJW FM 104.3, And also in Garrett, Kentucky, WPAY, FM 98.3. Big old salute to all of our listeners in Avon, New York, and Garrett, Kentucky. Our pearl of wisdom today is from listener Richard Showalter in Waynesboro, Virginia, who says that perception, yes, perception is real, but perception is not always correct. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for April 17, 2025. We had 96 cows, 67 calves, and two big beef fats. Bob calves were 10 cents to 80 cents. Grow calves over 96 pounds were $7 to $8.20, with the top calf being $851.20. Grow calves 80 pounds to 94 pounds were $3 to $8.40. Beef cross heifer calves were $9.20 to $10.70, top calf being $1,103. Beef cross bull calves were $11.25 to $12, with the top calf being $1,164. Good cows were $1.22 to $1.51. Lean cows were 50 cents to $1.33. Top cow today in the beef pen was $3,020. Our beef fats were $2.04 to $2.05. Our sales at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you, and have a great day.
Dusty here from All Around Performance in Arcade, New York. When you're shopping for an ATV or a UTV, toughness and dependability matters. That's why we carry the Hyson Motors brand. We understand our customers, and so does Hyson, which is why they use the latest innovation and technology to improve the quality on all their machines. They even offer a 2-year warranty. See our full inventory online at allaroundperformance.com, your authorized Hyson dealer. All Around Performance is located in West Main Street in Arcade. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
To stay ahead of the game, you need to keep moving. The CJ Agribusiness Report provides the news you need on the go. And you can always catch the most recent farm show by logging on to WCJW.com and clicking through to the Agribusiness Report page. It's time now for news from the USDA.
Stress. Whether it comes from one or several sources, life, home, health, work, relationships, finances, uncertainty, messages, well, you get the idea. Most of us have some level of stress we deal with occasionally, if not regularly. That's why David Brown of Iowa State University Extension suggests
it's really, really important for everyone to really start thinking a little bit more about what they need to do to take care of themselves.
A further explanation of why self-care is needed involves
we're all pretty good at maybe helping others or maybe helping a friend or family member, but we forget about ourselves sometimes. And so there's some really great research-based strategies out there that we can do and take part of that really help us take care of ourselves as well.
Brown says perhaps the best way to help reduce stress is increase physical activity.
If you're not getting 150 minutes a week of good aerobic activity, you might want to look at buying a treadmill, joining a gym, things like that, because there's so many great benefits of physical activity. You know, it improves sleep quality, reduces blood pressure, reduces risk of developing dementia, and actually reduces 8 different types of cancers, or risk for 8 different types of cancers.
More aerobic activity, as Brown just mentioned, can be one contributor to another stress reduction technique, a good night's sleep.
Now, I know there's certain times of the year that may not be possible, but we really recommend getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep. The benefits of doing that, it improves mood, helps with memory, cognitive thinking, helps to manage stress. So I can't really emphasize the importance of getting a good night's sleep.
To some, improving social connectiveness may seem counterintuitive in reducing specific stresses in their lives. But as Brown explains,
spending time with family, friends, volunteering at different sites, working with the churches, schools, volunteering different places. We need to belong to different groups to get our social connectedness, because that's one of the primary ways to reduce risk of suicidal behavior is being connected with other people.
Possessing and expressing a positive attitude. gratitude also is a stress reducer.
That means expressing gratitude, not only to others, but also we need to be grateful for ourselves, keep our perspective about all the good things that we do and we're about.
And not what Brown calls catastrophizing, worrying about the worst-case scenario of a situation that most likely never occurs. What other self-care tip? Implement relaxation strategies.
Could be having a hobby that we simply enjoy. Maybe doing some deep breathing, some mindfulness, meditation, some repetitive prayer. What do we do that we can utilize that helps us to relax, kind of lower blood pressure, relax our body a little bit, because that reduces the levels of frustration, improves focused mood, improves the muscle tension, all those things.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now on the CJ Agribusiness Report.
It pays to be a customer owner with Farm Credit East. Thanks to 2024 financial results, customer owners received a record $140 million in combined cash patronage dividends. We're proud to continue supporting farm, fishing, and forestry business owners. No other lender delivers more value than Farm Credit East. Learn more at farmcrediteast.com or call 800-562-2235.
Do you want more from your compact or utility tractor? With Massey Ferguson, you get more. More versatility, more durability, and more performance to multitask through any job, around the yard, or farm for years to come. Do all you need to do and more with Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors. Stop by Kelly's Garage in Perry or visit MasseyFerguson.com to learn more about the full lineup of Massey Ferguson equipment.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at low forage rations. And our listeners may wonder, well, why would we talk about low forage diets? Well, we can have such things as drought, and we know that happens in the western part of the United States, flooding happening right now here in the U.S. That can also reduce the forage inventory in the farm. In some respects, just the cost of forages makes it very expensive to put in the feeding program. And then, of course, forage quality would be a factor, and also forage hygiene, which means how clean is that forage in terms of soil contamination as well. When we look at forages, certainly we know that digestibility becomes a big factor. Forages also can impact feed efficiency, which reflects forage quality, has an impact on components, especially milk fat and acidosis here at point, and can also have some impact on inflammation and overall cow health as well. High-quality forages, basically we look at such things as the percent forage in the diet, typically around 18 to 19%, the percent NDF, depending on the type of crop it is. And, of course, forage NDF, that is what percent of the diet is forage, typically somewhere around 19 to 21%, and then, of course, forage quality as well. Forages will affect rate of passage, which means how quickly the feed passes through the digestive tract, what's the rate of digestion, and, of course, impacts such things as intake and available nutrients as well. Usually, high forage diets usually will increase feed efficiency and is based on NDF digestibility as well and can raise butterfat test. If you don't feed enough forage, you can have SARA, which is known as subacute rumen acidosis, and we can measure that a couple different ways. pH in the rumen for more than 3 hours would be considered SARA, or pH below 5.8 for over 5 hours per day as well. And, of course, we can measure some of the inflammatory responses with these low rumen pHs by measuring haptoglobin in the bloodstream as well. So certainly there was a study being done here in which we look at starch levels to see what impact that would have on low forage diets. In these three diets, the forage NDF was at 12.6. Now, that's a very low number, Bill, but certainly they want to measure these, what we and I would call a low forage diet. And they were looking then at starch levels at 20, 25, and 30. When they ended up doing the study, they discovered that there was a little more starch in those diets. So the three diets, the low one was 23% starch, the middle one 28% starch, and the high one was 33% starch. And they were using about 3.8% fuzzy cottonseed in here. And to get those starch levels up, they varied the amount of corn grain and soy hulls in the diet. And then they were measuring a rumen pH, determining using the 5.8 over 10 hours. And they were seeing that occurring on the very high starch, low forage diets. So these cows were on acidosis as well. The blood hemoglobin reflected this as well. The low starch diets at 2.9, where the higher starch diets were over 3.3 and 3.0 respectively. Dry matter intake, not a big surprise. These cows ate more dry matter because higher levels of starch. Difference there about six and a half pounds of dry matter. Milk production followed that trend as well, achieving 4 pounds more milk. But no surprise to the researchers, the butterfat test went from 3.93 on the low starch diets with the low forages down to 3.36. So energy corrected milk, there was significant differences there. And of course, they also measured some of the trans CLA acids. This is what caused the low butterfat test. And sure enough, they discovered in the low starch diets, only about 1%, where on the high starch diets, Bill, it was at 4%. So our take-home effects is that certainly if you're going to be faced with low forage diets, we're going to really monitor such things as starch and sugar levels in the feeding program and be aware of rumen acidosis. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
And thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
A lot of eyes are on dairy product demand right now, both domestically and exports. And High Ground Dairy's Curtis Bosma will talk about it with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
If you like to eat, be sure to thank a farmer. Straight ahead, we'll check in with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Farmers are just a phone call away from stress relief. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The availability of a telehealth option is a way to encourage farmers to seek help for stresses on their mental health. It's a big part of the practice of Stephen Bunnell, a mental health counselor from Nampa, Idaho.
Basically, with farming and ranching, there's a lot of wonderful and beautiful things that come with that, and there is a lot of stressful things that come with that, too. Weather and market prices and policy and political changes, and then just the workload. A lot of things that are out of the farmer's control.
Bunnell says busy farmers often feel they can't afford the time to drop everything and go see a counselor, and there may not be anyone locally offering the service. He's licensed in 4 states.
Even though I'm here in Idaho, I can see a farmer in Arizona or in Washington, and so that opened up the availability of mental health resources.
Ann says Bunnell being on the phone or on a web connection with a farmer client is not that different from an in-person visit.
I feel like I can develop just as strong a relationship, and in some ways, even more of an understanding about the person, about my client.
You can find additional resources on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ahoy, boaters! Arriving at Burt's Lumber & Perry, the original and unbeatable Alumidoc dock system. It's made in America instead of in that other place. By Alumidoc, marine structures choose a custom dock or stock system. They're engineered to stand up to the toughest environments. AWS certified welders and advanced digital wave MIG pulse welding equipment ensures a lasting lifetime of boating pleasure. Don't buy any dock system without first checking with Burt's Lumber & Hardware & Perry. 237-6128. 237-6128.
Tony St. James has all the numbers from the latest market close, along with his American cattle news. But first, it's a quick check of the forecast.
Western New York weather.
For today, a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 71. Tonight, showers likely mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy, low around 59. Saturday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm before 2 p.m., then showers likely with a high near 67. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 42 degrees.
American cattle news. When it comes to trade and tariffs, beef is getting mentioned a lot. More after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay, and I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at avma.org.
At a recent Senate Finance Committee trade hearing, Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming questioning the U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer.
You know, I know you heard a lot about market access today. Just specifically discuss market access for American beef. It's our number one cash crop in Wyoming. Our ranchers produce some of the highest quality beef in the world. Yet our beef faces significant barriers in key foreign markets. So I do appreciate your office's efforts to document the numerous barriers that unfairly block American beef exports. For example, Thailand imposes a 50% tariff on American beef. The European Union's numerous, quote, Green Deal restrictions limit market opportunities for our ranchers. Australia's barriers prevent the sale of a safe, high-quality American beef. They've sold $29 billion into our country. We can't sell a hamburger there. So Wyoming beef producers have felt the direct impact of these unfair trade practices, and I say it's our number one cash crop. What steps do you see being taken now to open new markets and ensure fair access for our beef around the world where we've been blocked?
So, Senator, as everyone knows, we have a lot of countries coming to talk to us right now who want to have more reciprocal trade, get their trade deficit down. And obviously part of that is making sure we have access for products like beef, making sure we're exporting products like beef. I've talked to the Australians about this issue. It's always surprising because they're a great partner for us globally. This is a big issue with them, Southeast Asia as well. These are things that are on our list when people come to talk to us. It's something we've recorded for years. We expect countries to change this.
American Cattle News.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
Do you want to help prevent a targeted violence attack from potentially happening? Here's how you can help.
please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors such as noticeably changed interpersonal interactions, physical aggression, recklessness including finances or other behaviors, violent media usage, or sudden or inappropriate interest in firearms. For immediate concerns of an attack, please call 911. To report to the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee's confidential tip line, please call 786-6001.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Thursday, April the 17th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and S&P 500 in the green at 5282, the Dow down at 391.42, and NASDAQ in the red as well at 162.86. Bitcoin higher, gold lower, euro slightly higher. Over to the energy's futures prices, crude oil West Texas Intermediate May contract ending the day in the green at $64.38, June higher as well at $63.70, July $63.05. Gasoline higher, nat gas higher, crude oil higher. Over to the grains futures prices, corn May contract two even lower on the day at $4.82 and a quarter, July down as well at $4.90 and a quarter, and December $4.66 even. Soybean lower, soybean meal lower, soybean oil higher. Wheat May contract one even higher at $5.48 and three quarters, July in the green as well at $5.62 and a quarter, and December $5.98 even. Hard red winter wheat May 557.5, trading slightly lower on the day. July in the red as well at 570 even. Spring wheat May 606.25, 2.5 higher at the end of the day. July in the green as well at 619.25. So we switch over to the cotton May contract 53 cents higher on the day at 66.32. July at 67.13 and October 68.80. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle June 204.07, two even higher on the day, August in the green at 212, and October 198.32. Feeder cattle May 286.85, 245 higher on the day, August trading higher at 290.87, and September 289.57. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout higher, class 3 milk higher.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-725-5682. 800-725-5682. 800-725-5682. That's 800-725-5682.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.